This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. True story, I was boarding my flight home Friday from a reporting trip in Rochester, New York. Stories coming in a couple of weeks. And the gate attendant came on the loudspeaker and said, in accordance with FAA guidance, anybody carrying a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 shouldn't turn it on or charge it on the plane or put it in checked baggage either, lest it catch fire. Samsung announced a global recall of the smartphones last week after pictures of the aforementioned fires showed up online. So to find out what is going on with Samsung and how they get from here to there, we got our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the phone to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
How much trouble is Samsung in? Discuss.
Samsung's in quite a pickle, if only because it's lost $26 billion in value since this whole thing started, and it's in possibly the most competitive smartphone market that has existed ever.
Yeah. Timing literally could not be worse. So what do they do other than, you know, mea culpa's all over the place and we're going to fix this? What's the way through?
Interestingly, Samsung has been dogged with questions of quality kind of forever. You know, people especially who've been following them as an electronics company know this. But I think the way forward is just to keep going, to keep pushing the Note 7 and to keep advertising it. And everybody who's tried it really likes it. I actually feel like there's every reason to think that they could get past this, but this cannot ever happen again.
Yeah, we should say here, you had one, right? You had a review copy?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I have it now. I haven't quite sent it back yet, but I did get the note that said, please send it back.
Yeah.
But
don't turn it on. Come on. It's going to catch fire.
I powered it down, right. But I powered it down reluctantly, and that says a lot.
Is there any reason to think this would not happen to some other phone company? I mean, did Samsung just get unlucky with this?
I think Samsung rushed the phone. Yeah. I think they've been really pushing the limits of design and technology, hoping to find an Apple killer. That said, lithium-ion batteries are a dodgy technology. Pretty much any one of them can catch on fire. This has certainly happened before, and yes, could absolutely happen again.
Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 issue. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure.